don't know if you noticed the theme this morning. The judgment day is coming. Of course, that's a scary thing. Because of our flesh, we need the warning of the reality of the judgment day. But, of course, in Christ, that's a day that we look forward to. The day that our Savior comes to take us to our heavenly home. We begin with hymn 444, Rise to Arms, with prayer and glory.
Rise to arms with prayer and glory, you are great.
on page 5 of the order of morning service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Sinful and unclean, that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgiveth us all our sins. To them that believe on his name, he giveth power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. us ever watchful and heedful in awaiting the coming of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that when he shall stand at the door and knock, he may not find us sleeping in carelessness and sin, but awake and rejoicing in his appearing. For your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one true God, world without end. Amen. Reading from the Old Testament for this morning is taken from the 12th chapter of Daniel, verses 1 through 3. In a vision, Daniel saw a man who said to Daniel, "At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress, such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." Here ends our reading from the Old Testament. The epistle for this morning is written in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, beginning at the 11th verse. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. Here ends our epistle reading. We read responsibly and gradually. "And the ransomed of the Lord will return,
and come with joy to shout to Zion.
When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion,
then
our mouth was filled with laughter,
and our tongues joy to shout.
Then they said among the nations,
the Lord has done great things for us.
Those who sow in tears, he who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, hallelujah. O Lord, deal with your servant according to your mercy, and teach me your statutes. Here ends the gospel.
Praise be to thee.
conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We sing for all the saints who from their labors rest. In 463.
Thank you.
peace of God which passes all understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Especially remember Pastor Jim Sandeen. I don't know if you've heard that he had a form of leukemia, I think it was, right? And he had this stem cell transplant, they actually called that, which is incredible. It actually changed his blood type because they took the fetal stem cells from the cord and put that into him, and it actually, they had to kill off all of his whole, whatever, I don't know all that stuff. But anyway, what happened was that they took hold, and they're doing super, and he has no more trace of any of the cancer. And he's able to go home now, he and his wife. He's been at the hospital or near the hospital for months and months. And he's getting stronger every day. He's feeling better and better. And so we definitely want to remember that Pastor and Mrs. Sandeen in our prayers of thanksgiving. So we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for warning us in your word about the reality of the judgment day and of hell. These are not easy things for us to hear, but we need to hear them. Our sinful flesh needs the warning of the reality of hell to put it down and to make us realize that sin is not something that we play with, and that we want to walk closely with you each day, all our lives. We thank you that also in your word you have revealed to us forgiveness and salvation in the perfect life of your Son, who earned heaven for us, we who have no hope of earning heaven for ourselves. And that in your word you reveal to us that your Son Jesus took upon himself all of our sins and all of the sins of every person who will ever live. And he bore the full and just punishment for all of our sins so that he could declare it is finished. We thank you that through your word, the word spoken at our baptism, the word we have heard since then, that you have created faith in our hearts and kept us in faith and strengthened our faith in you. Help us to enjoy and appreciate all the blessings that you pour out on us. We think, especially at this time with National Thanksgiving coming up, and to show your peace and your happiness and contentment in our hearts and in our lives. let that reflect to others as well. And we pray that you would use us through our lives and through our witness to others, that they may see you in us, Jesus, your saving light in us, and be drawn to you and your word, that you may bring them to, you may rescue them from Satan and hell, and bring them into your kingdom, and give them the assurance of eternal life with you one day in heaven. We thank you especially on behalf of Pastor Sandine and his wife and their family. What he has gone through has been so very difficult, but you have blessed us these days with medical technology and doctors and nurses and all the incredible things that can be done. And you have blessed all these things that Pastor Sandine has gone through, and he's recovering just as they hoped. And so we pray that you would continue to strengthen him and heal him and give him many more years of good health, if that is your will. And we thank you that for him and for any of us in life and in the reality of the face of our own death one day, we have you and your peace and the joy of your salvation. All our needs we bring in the prayer that you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We sing Redeemed, Restored, Forgiven, hymn 32.
Thank you.